On the telephone line, it's our friend Michael Hurley of WBZ, CBS Boston. Hello there, Michael.
How are you?
Well, interesting times we live in, huh?
Not the most normal of times, no. It's been a strange time, but an interesting one.
Yeah, I mean, it's happening everywhere. NCAA just moments ago canceling winter and spring championships, no March Madness. And it all seems like the prudent thing to do. On the professional sports scene, is it more of a holding pattern? Obviously, we don't know how long this is all going to last, but let's start with the National Hockey League. It sounds like they may be holding out some hope that they could resume the season at some point later in the spring.
Yeah, and it was the NHL was clear in their statement that they hope to, you know, have someone win the Stanley Cup this year. It's probably, you know, an optimistic viewpoint, given that I don't think they can know. I don't think anyone can know how it's going to play out over the coming, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. If you get into the 6 week period where it's still advised to not have these large gatherings, and then maybe the players are healthy, you know, it's a different situation there, where it's not like the NBA where a player is known to have come down with a virus. So definitely a lot of unknown, but I think, you know, hopefully there's something, because I don't know, we're all going to learn. It's going to be very eerie for the next couple weeks, at least, while we live in a world with no professional sports, and really no sports at all.
Right. I mean, it's and one thing to be cooped up in your house. I was thinking yesterday, look, I'm a fairly healthy guy. This is not the worst thing if I'm cooped up in the middle of watching March Madness, but now I'm going to have to talk to people. This is really troubling here. a big distraction for people has gone away, and for a lot of people, it's going to change the way they function in their day-to-day lives.
Absolutely. I mean, that goes all the way down to the youth level, where youth sports are being canceled, and high school sports, and you know, collegiate. You know, there's collegiate athletes that were gearing up for the spring season that never get to even, you know, suit up in their maybe their senior year, which is obviously it's not the most important thing in the world, but still, you feel for the people that work so hard in those areas, and then you feel for people like you and me who had, you know, cushions on the couch all lined up ready to go. But I think the Rudy Gobert situation was really eye opening because, you know, I think, like a lot of people, I thought, all right, well, you play the games in empty arenas, and it'll be kind of cool to watch. And then you realize that, you know, the athletes playing the game are actually people, too, who are susceptible to falling ill the same way that anyone in the stands is. And immediately, I think that was obviously the trigger point that was needed for the leagues to just stop messing around. Well, except for Major League Baseball, which filled a bunch of ballparks for meaningless practice games today, but it led to the professional sports leagues to realize that this was not to be messed with, and the time had come.
Yeah, and it's easy to forget that these guys, a lot of them also, well, they all have families, and some have wives and kids. Gordon Hayward commenting about his wife is pregnant. He was not sure quite what to do, and so, yeah, we need to think of their lives just as important as those of the fans.
Yeah, I mean, their lives, too, are on the road half the time, whether that's traveling, airports. You know, you're in a city without, you know, a kitchen. You're in restaurants. You're just always out and about. You have a day off in a city. You're not going to stay in your hotel room all day. So those are guys that if the games were to continue in these empty arenas, it would have been probably even more eerie than just postponing them until the whole nation can sort of join them in functioning, rather than just having them being the one thing going on.
We're talking with Michael Hurley of CBS Boston. Is it possible, because I know he's very powerful, all of this is orchestrated by Bill Belichick as a giant distraction from the Brady situation?
I think, you know, if it's any Boston sports figure behind it, the Red Sox ownership picked a great year to head into a season irrelevant, because now they are off the hook for the most part. But no, I do find it interesting that, you know, the NHL is shutting down, the NBA is shutting down, Major League Baseball, MLS, the NCAA, all these things are shut down. And the NFL today is still like, you know, next week, there's going to be no sports. Yeah, we're going to keep free agency right Wednesday at 4 p.m. because they realize that there will be literally nothing else in the world of sports, like literally the world of sports to talk about. So the NFL is at least they know a good situation when they see them in terms of eyeballs and attention. So can't say I'm surprised there.
Well, let's get that distraction for a moment. Do we know any more than we knew a month ago about the likely destination of Tom Brady?
Do we know? No, actually, I was reading a story, and it was all about, you know, the nonsense and the chaos and all these things. I'm like, man, these things seem kind of dated. And I looked, and the story was from February 12th. And at that point, the story that I was reading was basically like, man, all this stuff has been going on. It's crazy, but it's still going to come down, you know, to the final days of free agency. And that was, you know, a full month ago. And so that's a good question. Do we know more than we did a month ago? I guess in terms of, you know, some teams that are interested, some teams that aren't. But, I mean, there's still a mystery team lurking out there. We still don't know how the Patriots really feel about Tom Brady, which is an insane thing to say. We don't know the seriousness or interest or disinterest of the Titans, because you keep hearing the reports about an interest in Tannehill, which is preposterous in my opinion. You got the Buccaneers going out. Like, it's still very much up in the air. So you know some details that you might not have known, but do we actually know anything? That's a negative I'm going to go with.
And this team, if nothing else, seems to be always prepared for any eventuality. So what is their plan B if he goes?
That is the bazillion-dollar question that they can't afford. Like, of all things that Bill Belichick can afford to not to be wrong on, that would be the one that there is no coming back from. Like if he, you know, misjudges a player that leaves in free agency and that player goes on to do well, which happens very rarely but has happened a little bit, people can sort of say, well, on balance, he's right 90% of the time, no big deal. But if Brady goes on and plays at an exceptional level for another team and ends up playing deep into January, maybe February, and the Patriots either go with Jarrett Stidham or Marcus Mariota or, God forbid, Andy Dalton, and end up sort of 8-8, 9-7, no playoff wins, and just sort of begin the backslide into life after Tom Brady, as opposed to having a rock-solid plan in place for the succession plan, I think people will be pretty mad. Everyone's sort of waiting to see what happens now, but I think if they decide they don't want to invest in Brady, people will accept it and sort of say, all right, you know, he's going to be 43, these things happen. But if things don't really go well, I think it'll be the one thing where people say, you know, they really screwed this up to not have the plan. If you're going to go away from Brady, that's one thing, but you better have the right plan in place.
Do you think, I'll ask you to delve into the mind of Tom Brady, do you think it's a money issue? Do you think for him the ultimate decision might be whether they're willing to commit to a second year? What's the ultimate factor for him to decide which way to go?
I don't think it's just strictly money in the sense that if, you know, if one team's offering $30 million a year for 2 years and another team is $24 million a year for 2 years, I don't think that matters to him. And you know, $12 million is nothing to sneeze at, even if you're a rich person, but I just think he's got larger things in mind, whether that's, you know, building the brand in the right market, expanding the TB12 enterprise to, you know, I think it plays better in, you know, Miami than Nashville, or, you know, Los Angeles as opposed to, you know, San Francisco, maybe. Like, there's more, you know, lifestyle type cities that might be a consideration for him. I think the family thing is a consideration for him. I don't think it's strictly, you know, family, but I think the team has to be good. That's why I think the Buccaneers are not a real contender. That's why I think the Titans make so much sense, because you can easily slide Tom Brady onto last year's Titans and see them winning the whole Super Bowl. So I think the opportunity to show that he can still play is number one. And he legitimately could not do that last year. I thought, you know, obviously if you look at the numbers, Tom Brady's 2019 season was a bust, but if you watch him, and I certainly did, that more often than not, he had no pocket and no open receivers, and he did what he could. And I just think he wants to prove that he can still play at the level he's capable of playing. And all that means is, you know, having an offensive line and having some guys who can get open and be on a winning team. So whichever team can present that, is going to end up with him. And if the Patriots come back and say, yeah, we're going to, you know, try it again with what we did last year, I don't think that's going to be the winning pitch, to be honest. I think Tom might actually say, you know what, it's time. So it's going to be fascinating to see. If he ends up back with the Patriots, that likely means that Belichick is going to do one of those massive offseason overhauls that he tends to do when they don't win a playoff game. So one way or another, next week's going to be pretty wild. So we'll get through this week of non-sports, of you know, the nation responding to a crisis, and then next week, you know, we'll be, you know, still be in that, but we'll be thinking about probably, you know, the way that the Patriots franchise is altered for the next 3-4 years.
I wonder too, what's going to happen with college guys? So many schools have got their pro day scheduled for the next couple of weeks, and those are likely to fall victim to this. And I don't know, maybe it doesn't make that big a difference in terms of draft opportunities.
I feel like the way that the schedule is, I know that there's certain things lined up, but there's absolutely, in my mind, no reason to not postpone the draft. Because you have, I mean, Michigan's pro day tomorrow is canceled, and that's going to be the first of many. The Vikings pulled their staff off the road. The Eagles closed their facility. The Redskins took their coaches off the road and scouts off the road. So all of this work that goes, you can't just go into a draft based on film. Like, you have to see the players, talk to the players. It's an important part. So if this is, you know, let's say best case scenario, things are back to normal in 3 weeks, why not just, you know, basically reboot the process, you know, have your coaches back out there talking to the players, meeting the players, and just why not move the draft to May? I mean, it's the draft. It's literally just teams calling in picks. They're already not going to be able to have fans there the way that things are right now. So it seems like the NFL is going slowest on this, but that's probably because they're not in season. So I would expect that things just get pushed back because I don't see any reason not to.
Michael Hurley, CBS Boston, WBC. Michael, we appreciate it. As always, enjoy what promises to be a quiet weekend for you, and we'll check in with you again soon. Wash those hands.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a lot of basement cleaning, maybe some painting jobs. A lot of odd jobs around the house will be getting done this weekend.
Good time. Your wife will be very happy. I like that.
Exactly.
Thank you, Michael. We'll talk with you soon.
Have a good one.
Michael Hurley with us here on Downtown.